Welcome to day 27 of Lent. We're so glad that you're here. Thank you for all the comments, for sharing these videos. Thank you for journeying with us mm-hmm. for the last 27 days. And I just want to encourage you, keep on going.
That's almost a full month. That's almost a full month. I can't believe it.
And you're not tired of us yet?
Maybe you are.
Maybe we're your mortification. Anyways, this is what stood out to me in St. Alphonsus Liguori's reflection today. St. Vincent Ferrer said that it would be a greater miracle if habitual evil livers had a good end than to raise the dead to life. What sorrow, what repentance can he conceive at the hour of death who, until then, has loved sin? I think of Jesus raising people from the dead in Scripture, particularly Lazarus, and what a great miracle that was. But the guy was dead for 4 days, and he comes back to life. Mm-hmm. Incredible. But can we say that it's even a greater miracle for Jesus to raise a soul who's spiritually dead back to life? Mm-hmm. For a body that's raised back to life, eventually that body is going to die, but a soul that's brought back to life from mortal sin, God wants to live eternally forever in heaven. And I think that's me. That's God's miracle of grace in my life when I have met him in the sacrament of confession. So this quote just fills me with great gratitude of God's mercy and abundance in my life. The just punishment of the sinner, says St. Augustine, will be, having forgot God in his lifetime, he shall forget him in death. It does make sense, at least in my mind, because if we don't want to live for Jesus now, why would we want to live with him forever mm-hmm. in heaven? Mm-hmm. So it's a reminder for myself, not an examination of someone else's conscience, but of mine. If Jesus is not important to me now, why would I want him forever in heaven?
Mm-hmm. Tell me, if you were now at the point of death, given over by your physicians, all your senses failing, and in your last agony, would you not then pray fervently to God to grant you another month, another week, to settle the affairs of your conscience? God gives you now this time. Return him thanks, quickly repair the evil you have done, and take every means to restore yourself to a state of grace, and be so found when death comes, for then there will be no more time to remedy the past. I just find these readings so good. You know, especially during Lent, like often it's a great time to meditate on our death. Some of us like to think about death every single day.
I don't like it, just I do.
I actually don't think about my death or think about death in general. Because I feel like life is going to go on forever. But the thing is, St. Alphonsus is continuously reminding us that it doesn't go on forever. And that now is the time for repentance. Now is the time for conversion. Now is the time to change your ways.
Mm-hmm. Let's pray today as though it's our last chance to pray.
Mm.
Let's love now, today, as though it's our last chance to love. Let us repent today as though it's our last chance to repent. Because we're not owed tomorrow. And this is a theme with St. Alphonsus. Don't put off tomorrow what you should do today because tomorrow might not come. Friends.
Oh, I've got one more. Hey.
Okay. I'm
not done yet. I really like to talk about the martyrs.
Oh, yes.
St. Alphonsus, he's just, you know, so good. You know, maybe some of us don't like to talk about the martyrs because their deaths are just so gruesome. But what really stands out to me in today's reflection, St. Ad Albert. I've actually never heard of him before. This man's desire for evangelization is so great. The style of evangelization back in those days seems way different than our style of evangelization in these days. Because he continuously walks into environments where he's not liked. People are angry with him. And he tells them flat out what he's doing. This is what he says. The saint replied that he had come for their salvation and exhorted them to abandon the worship of idols and to adore the true God. But the barbarians were displeased at his words. And Sigo, the priest of the idols, ran him through the breast with his lance, whereupon the others rushed upon him also, while the saint, raising his hands to heaven, prayed to the Lord for their conversion. So, you know, I feel like we've been in the work of evangelization for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
though we have never experienced this.
Right. No one's, to this point, driven a lance through us. But sometimes we censor our words so that their words would not pierce us. And that's something that I think about. Have I become too soft in my proclamation of the gospel? Have I only focused on the blessing of God and not talked about the horror of sin? Because the good news without the bad news is no news at all. And so Lent's a good time to remember the bad news, because it's preparing us, friends, for the good news coming in Easter.
A lot of these people would get angry with the saints because the saints were so adamant, so convinced. They never let up. They kept trying. They were like kind of that annoying person. But you know, I try not to be annoying to people.
I don't think we should intentionally tick people off. But sometimes truth annoys people. They don't like truth because it demands change. Even for ourselves, you look at our own heart sometimes. We don't like to be told what we're doing is wrong because we're prideful. Well, if habitual evil livers...
Just thinking of a piece of meat. I know. Evil livers.
Evil livers. If habitual evil livers...
Okay. Sorry, I'm not going to laugh.
Thanks for watching, friends. We invite you to pray the rosary with us right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.